The training of those used in intercession is in the secret place. It is in our meeting face to face. It is in the exchanging of intimacies where the learning takes place concerning flowing with me and following my lead. It is in the times of speaking my word and saying what you believe about you and me and life in me, where flowing with me is increased. It is in the times of praying by my spirit that you learn more of flowing with me. There is much that is learned, much understanding that is acquired of the flow between my beloved ones and me. In the secret place, there is glory to glory training in following my lead concerning many things, including being used in intercession. Many are being drawn to prayer. This is the natural progression of a life continuing on into maturity in me. Greater numbers are being drawn to corporately seek me, to pray, and to follow my lead. Even in corporate prayer, the training comes from me. For in those times, I bring forth instruction to the heart and expand the understanding. These things come from me. There are those being called to corporate gatherings, and there are those called to you and me, but no matter the calling by my spirit, the training comes heart to heart as each one learns and increases in flowing with me. The effectiveness of corporate prayer is in the unity of people joined together as I lead. The effectiveness of corporate prayer is in all eyes on me. The effectiveness of corporate prayer is found in the individual walks of authority, humility, and compassion, and the understanding of my word received through fellowship with me. These are the measures of the effectiveness of prayer in a corporate setting, for they also measure the effectiveness of prayer individually, and becoming increasingly effective in prayer is part of the journey of life in me. Following me in prayer is learned through time spent with me through our individual face-to-face meetings. Even in a corporate setting, it is about the heart-to-heart, face-to-face closeness of each one with me. Truly, man cannot teach man the depths of flowing with me. This comes individually by my spirit's hand of workmanship as hearts are given to me. It is the maturing that brings forth the fruit bearing that I am seeking. Yet even young plants produce fruit in prayer as they learn and grow in me. Maturing brings forth the fruit-bearing faith that more corporate bodies will be seen, for the maturing ones are allowing my purging that there might be even more answers, more fruitful times of prayer, of interceding. My people humbling themselves in times with me, whether individually or corporately, is necessary for bringing forth kingdom plans, desires, and dreams that are ingredients of the outpouring. I am calling individuals together for my purposes in corporate praying, even as I am drawing individuals aside to a secret place with me for my purposes and for that which I am bringing. Some who have not seen themselves as part of corporate praying will follow me into these things. Some will stay at my feet privately according to my leading, and others will go in and out of corporate praying, for that is how I will lead. All who follow my leading are part of my plan and my working. Heart to heart, face to face is the call, and it is my leading. I am calling, I am drawing, and I am defining my leadings. Grace is working to follow my leading into corporate praying just as it is for those called to my feet privately. Prayer is the heart of my calling, for communion with me is the very heart of your life in me and from which all things proceed. My increase is working, and increase is the fruit that comes forth from my purgings. The hour requires purging and increased fellowship with me, and many are heeding this call into more of me. Continue into more. Continue. Continue, for the way must be paved for many things. Continue, for it is by my Spirit, through your praying, that I will be working my plan for what I am bringing. Continue, for there is much I desire to do through your praying.